وارتقى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says about our nafs, our body, which Allah has made. وَنَفْسِيُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And this nafs, this body, and how Allah has made it balanced, equal, everything. If we look as far as our physical health is concerned, a person, if he lives a natural life, he has a healthy lifestyle, so he is healthy. So his sugar levels, for example, are also normal. Not too high, not too low. It's balanced. His blood pressure, also balanced. Cholesterol, also balanced. Everything of this. He lives a nice, good, natural lifestyle. He doesn't eat junk food. He doesn't have drugs, no alcohol, no smoking, nothing like that. So he will be very nice. Allah made his body like that. That is inside the body. Outside, if we see, Allah also made us very balanced. Like Allah gave us two same eyes. Not one eye very small and one big eye. Otherwise, how should we look? Allah, our two ears, same size and balanced properly. If one ear was small like a pumpkin and the other ear was big like an elephant's ear, like a fan, so big. Our nostrils, both same size. If one was small, one was big. Everything. If our one lip was very big and one lip small, so balanced. And our two hands exactly the same. 2 feet exactly the same. And this Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man in the most beautiful, in the most perfect form. And when man looks after himself, he eats the right food, no haram, no alcohol, no liquor, or nothing like that, then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have given great honor to the son of Adam, to human being. So Allah has made us like that. So as we can understand that, in the same way, we have got what is the main thing in the body. It's not this body. It is the ruh, the soul which is inside. As long as the soul is there, then this body has got value. When a child is in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months, the body is made complete. Then Allah put the ruh inside. Life comes in that child. If that, when the child is born, the child has got life, we do everything for the child. But if the child no life, it's a stillborn child, now we give husal kafan, we go and bury the child. The ruh is the most important. And when we come in this world, as long as the ruh is inside, everything is done for this body. We build a house for the body, we get food, we eat food, the bed, bathroom, toilet, it's all for this body. But as long as the ruh is inside. When the ruh is not there, now we say you have to go and bury the body. And read janazah namaz, go and bury the body. So the ruh, as long as the ruh is there, everything. Also, our family, they do everything for us. They will cook for us, have our clothes washed, ironed, see to all our needs, as long as the ruh is there. When the ruh goes out, then even the family will say that now take him to Qabristan, we have to go and bury him. So the ruh is the most important thing. And we see also in this dunya, whatever business they are today, all the business is all for the body, for the comfort. Whether they're building aeroplane, they're making ships, or whatever else there is, whatever you can think of in the shops, it's all for the comfort of this body. And all that is as long as the ruh is inside. When the ruh is not there, then everything is finished. So the ruh is more important. So the ruh also, like the body, it also gets sick. But we can't see the ruh, and we don't know about the ruh. So sickness of the ruh also normally we won't know. Like if we have some sickness, Allah save us all, but if a person got heart problem, arteries are blocked, for example, he can't see it, he don't know. But he will feel the effects of it. That now he's getting tired, he can only take few steps, he starts breathing very heavy, he's feeling pain on his chest, etc. Those are all signs now, there's something wrong. When he'll go to the doctor, doctor will check, he'll do ECG, he'll do angiogram, all the things he'll do. He'll do some lipogram test, all everything. Then he will tell, your arteries are blocked or whatever, you need treatment, you have to go for operation, bypass, you have to put a stent, whatever it is. Doctor will prescribe all that. So like that, the ruh also gets sick. But we can't see. Like the arteries are blocked, we cannot see. The ruh also gets sick. And if the body gets sick, you treat it, everything. And then after all the treatment and everything, you'll be in hospital, you'll be living until the ruh is there. The body can get very, very sick, like you're in a coma. You can't eat, you can't go toilet, you're in a coma. They put drugs for you, everything. But they can't bury you because the ruh is still there. As long as the ruh is there, they can't write death certificate. You are still living. But when the ruh becomes sick, and if the ruh have to die, then this body can be 100% healthy also. Nothing wrong with it. If the ruh is dead, finished, then the body is dead. So the ruh is the most important. But we see that we ourselves also, Muslims also, non-Muslims also, the whole world, everyone doing everything just for the body. Like for example, here in Roderick Island, small island, but I'm sure you got hospital also here, you got doctors also, private clinics also, how lot of all this is for the body. And we are giving so much importance to the body, and the most important is the soul. And in Roderick Island, is there a hospital for the soul? You have a hospital for the soul?
No.
No. Any doctors for the soul?
No.
No. Which is the most important? And for that we are not doing anything. Which is the most important thing. But we haven't got not one hospital in the world also perhaps. We haven't got one time, one Khalifa of Maulana Abrar Raksab, great Buzur. He was in the hospital in Bombay. So the doctors wanted to do operation for him. So they told him to sign the paper to do operation. So he said, first I will ask my spiritual doctor. So they say, who is your spiritual doctor? We your doctor, we treating you, who is a spiritual doctor? So he said, get all the doctors of the hospital and I'll explain to all of you who is the spiritual doctor. So they got all the doctors. Then he said, see, all the time I see you will take our blood for blood test. How much cholesterol, how much sugar, liver is functioning right, kidney is functioning. Do you check everything with the blood? Tell me with the blood you take, can you check how much of pride I got in me? How much arrogance, boastfulness? How much of jealousy I got in me? How much of shirk I got in? How much of to do things for name and fame? No ikhlas, name and fame. How much I got? Can you check from my blood? He said, no, this we cannot check. That's not our department. So he said, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. He will check how much pride you got, how much anger you got, how much jealousy you got, all that. And he will treat that disease for you. And just like our physical body, if we get sick, we can have a problem. And if we take treatment, like you got headache, very bad, migraine. You take some treatment, it came right, now you feel nice, no more. You got a pain in your stomach, it's paining you all the time. You take some treatment, your pain is gone, you feel nice. Just like that, our spiritual diseases also, they are there also. And we have to have them diagnosed. Now, spiritual disease we have, but we don't know. So, but the signs of it will be there. Like a person has pride in him, which is haram, to have pride in him. Now how will you know you got pride? Mm-hmm. Anger, for example. You have anger, wrong anger. You are always fighting with your wife, for example, fighting with your workers, other people, you're getting cross. You got, that's a sign you got pride. Also, like for example, you do things and you want people must praise you every time. That he's a very good person, he speaks, give good bayan, he's very pious, he makes a lot of namaz, you want that. That's a sign you are doing things for name and fame. So all that signs are there also. So, but the, like we have physical illness, the signs are there, but we feel the pain. Like you've got your arteries are blocked, your chest is blocked. You are getting tired, you are going out of breath, you can't do anything. Spiritual disease, also the signs are there, but we don't feel it like that. So we're carrying on in life with our physical, with our spiritual illness. So for that, we also have to go to a spiritual doctor, who we call Ahlullah Mashayikh, Buzurganuddin. These are those people who will diagnose and see that what spiritual disease we got. Like a person, his eyes is gone weak, so he needs glasses. Or even more worse, then perhaps he has to go for more treatment for the eyes. So also another eye disease, spiritual we have, that we're looking at other women. All other women. When we see our wife, we don't get enjoyment. Halal wife, jais. But we see other women, we get enjoyment. That's also a sign we got a big spiritual disease, that we are looking at other women. How many people, not only like by mistake you look at a woman, but they go on porn sites on the internet and they look at all haram, etc. That means that person is spiritually very ill and he needs treatment also. Like for example, if you got the disease of the eye, of looking at other women, the one effect is that with your wife you won't enjoy life. Because in your mind, in your heart, in your eyes, all other women. So you don't get any. If you treat this disease and you don't look at other women, you will start to enjoy your wife. Allah will make your wife to look the most beautiful woman in the world in your eyes. And when you feel my wife is the most beautiful, how much won't you enjoy with? And the cause of it is not whether she is beautiful or not. The cause of it is we looking at other women. Like for example, a person who is working and he is a poor man. He takes his lunch from home. Ordinary simple sandwiches he takes something, he's poor man. But at work there are other people, they are rich also. And they bring like biryani for lunch. They bring like roast, samosas, all nice things. Now they invite you, come and sit, eat with us also. Now you are even shy to take out your sandwich because in front of the biryani, that what is the sandwich? So now when you get the biryani, you eat nice, full, properly, because you enjoy the biryani. The samosas, the roast, chicken, whatever else, you enjoy. Now your stomach is full. When you go home, you're a poor man, your wife got same, just simple food, some dal, vegetables, something. Then you don't like it, because your stomach is full. If you are hungry, then whatever she put on the table, you're happy, you should enjoy. But you are full, you ate too much then. So now you don't. Now you start fighting with her all things, other things. You take this fault out, that fault out, because you are full. Like that, when a man look at other woman whole day, when he go home, he's full, because he look at all other women. Now his own wife don't look nice for him. If he didn't look at other women whole day, he's hungry. By nature, man wants woman. That's why Allah gave us woman and made nikah for us. Made your wife jais for you. Now you didn't look at other woman whole day. Now when you come home, your wife, she's like a queen. She's like Miss World, most beautiful woman of the world, because you didn't look. And then, just like that food, if you didn't eat that, you just ate your little sandwich, now you're still hungry. Now whatever she put, you enjoy it also. So that is a spiritual disease, and the harm of it is very, very great. In fact, the harm of the eyes of looking at other women, it can happen, Allah save us, that at the time of mort, a person doesn't get iman kalima. He dies without iman also.
which means he has to go forever in azab, which is a very serious thing. So we need treatment for that also. So that treatment, this is what is called the salwa, to give treatment of the soul, that we take away the diseases of the soul. Like for example also, if we have to discuss something, like we were coming now, so Maulana and them discuss now, okay, they're coming 10 past 10, so I think we must go about by 9:45, we'll go to the airport. Like that, anyone, our family coming, friends, somebody we have to do, our business work, wedding in the family, then we make some mashura, we have to do this, we have to do that, who will cook the food, who will bring this, who will arrange the crockery, who will arrange the table, chairs, whatever it is. Mostly we will see that we don't say inshallah. We just say, I will do that. Another one will say, yeah, I will do this. Or I tell you, you must do that, you organize that. You say, yeah, no problem, I will organize it. So everything I will do. So where is Allah? Eh? If we have the proper iman, then we'll say, inshallah, I will do, if Allah wants. A person, for example, want to go for Umrah, he put, for now he decided on to go for Umrah, the family, they discuss, I think a long time we never go, we want to go, we feel like we must go for Umrah. So husband will say, okay, tomorrow I'll find out tickets, etc. So he find out, he tell the agent, book my tickets, get my visas, etc., book my hotel. Agent, then he come home, he tell his wife, everything is organized now. But no inshallah. Mostly if we see it. There's one story famous, I'm sure all of us heard it also, and mostly we just laugh for that story, but we don't take the lesson. But that story is that one man wanted to buy a horse. So he was going to the place where they sell horses. So one friend met him and he asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy the horse. So he said, say inshallah. He said, why must I say inshallah? There are a lot of horses there, I will choose the horse that I like, and I got my money in my pocket, I'll make the price, I'll take out my money, I'll pay for it, I've got my horse, why I have to say inshallah? You're alright, if you think like that, your mind works like that. So the friend went, he went to buy the horse. Then he went, he saw the horse, what he liked, he made the price, everything, then he put his hand in his pocket, or the crook steal his money. They cut his pocket and they stole all his money. Now he's coming back without the horse. So his friend met him again. What's happened? Where's the horse? He said, inshallah, I was going. Inshallah, the horse was there in the market. Inshallah, the money was in my pocket. Inshallah, I make the price. Inshallah, I take out the money. Now, inshallah, inshallah. Mostly we laugh, but our condition is the same. That whatever we decide, any, even like if we have Tablighi Ijtima, for example, and we make mashura for that. Or Darul Uloom, Madrasa, Jalsa, we make mashura. What we must do, how we going to do. But mostly if we think, no, inshallah. And we don't trust on Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, I can do, I got the power. And this is shirk. This is shirk. And if we have to die, we're making 5 times namaz also. We're going for Hajj and Umrah also. But we got shirk in us. And if we die with shirk, how dangerous it is. So it has to be treated. It has to come out. One time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews, they told the Arabs to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some questions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will tell you tomorrow. But he forgot that time to say inshallah. Allah stopped wahi to come, revelation, for between 18 days up to about 40 days different narration. Just because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot to say that time inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala gave, send the ayat, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهِ. Never ever say, I'll do this tomorrow, I'll do this now, I'll do this, but always say, inshallah. So, how important. So this is actually because we think, I got the power. My ticket is booked, I'm going for Umrah, I don't need inshallah. But when you just walk out of your house, and maybe there's a banana peel, and you slip on it, now you've gone 6 months hospital. No Umrah, no nothing, you've gone 6 months hospital now. You can meet up with an accident on the way. Or you come to the airport, you finish check-in, immigration, security, everything. 5 minutes left to board the plane, they may make announcement. Technical problem in the plane. Plane is canceled. Now all your onward bookings also all gone upside down. So nothing is in our hands. Everything is in the hands of Allah. So that yaqeen has to come into our house, into our hearts. If we haven't got that yaqeen, we got shirk. If with our eyes we are looking at other women, how sick are we? So for that we need treatment. And that is why we have come. For our treatment also, tell our brothers also, we all check ourselves that what sickness have I got. And before I die, I must cure myself. If you have physical illness, sometimes lot of pain, you have, even the family people feel, I think if he die now, it's better because he's suffering so much. He's in so much pain. If he can die, then his pain is finished also. And when he's dead, we see he's lying now, nothing, no complaining, nothing. But if we have spiritual illness, and we die with that, when we die, it doesn't come to the end, it starts from. If a person has to die with on kufr, may Allah save us all, then what azab will start from the time of morn? If we have to die with shirk, then what azab will start from the time of morn? All ours, if we die with pride, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who got one atom, one iota of pride, just little bit pride, he won't enter Jannah. He won't even come near Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah goes to a distance of 500 years journey. In this world, if we today do a long journey, maybe 20 hours, maybe 2 hours transit here, transit there, flying this side, that side, to all different places, some remote place we go into. But 500 years, the Jannah, a person who got little bit pride, you won't come to a distance of even 500 years journey of Jannah. And if Allah don't forgive him, then he will have to go to Jahannam to burn that pride out. He died with Iman here, but he had pride also. He'll have to go to Jahannam until that pride is now burnt out. Then he will be allowed to enter into Jahannam. So if we got pride and we don't even know about it, and we're not treating it, or if we know but we're not treating it, and we die with pride, how dangerous is it? So therefore, this is the effort of what we call the khanqa effort of islah and tazkiyah and all efforts of deena, right? Our masjid, maktab, madrasa, tabligh and da'wah, all efforts are right in its place, darul ulum. And this is also one effort to spiritual purification, spiritual reformation. As we, our physical body, we all understand, I need treatment. If I've got some problem, and even if a person haven't got money, people will help out also. Sell the wife's jewelry also. But you have to do your bypass, very important. Or some eye problem, you have to take the treatment. Spiritual treatment is even more important and more necessary. So for that, a person first needs a spiritual doctor, who we call a sheikh. And if you got the right spiritual doctor, and he diagnoses your disease, he gives you the medicine, and you take the medicine also. One is, for example, the sheikh diagnoses you got whatever disease you got, and he prescribes some medicine for you, some zikr, some wazifa. But you don't do that. It's like a doctor, you're the best doctor in the world. He prescribes some medicine for you, and that prescription, you frame it in a golden frame and you put it. You say, oh, I got the best prescription in the world. But you frame it up in a gold frame, you're not going to help you. Or you get the medicine and you put the medicine in a gold case, but you don't drink the medicine. It won't help you also. Or, for example, you got sugar, very high levels of sugar. The best doctor in the world for diabetes, he gave you prescription. You bought the medicine also. You take the medicine also. But you are eating chocolates also with it. You are eating all sweet things also. One friend of ours, old man, passed away, Allah grant him Jannah, very good man. He was a diabetic. One time, it went out of control. So they put him in hospital. So hospital, they are insulin, they want, the nurses are monitoring him, everything. But his sugar level just going up. They say, we're giving him the right meds, everything, we're doing properly. How crazy sugar, they can't understand. Then what the nurse found, that he, when he's sleeping, he put a blanket over and he's eating chocolate. And he put the chocolate wrappers under the pillow. When she found the wrappers of the chocolate, oh, this man is eating chocolate here all the time. So like that, if we're taking treatment also, and we are doing the wrong things also. The wazifas, what the sheikh showed, the zikr, we're doing that. But we're going on porn sites also when nobody's watching us. Then the treatment, how it's going to work. So we have to do everything the right way. So for that we need a doctor, a spiritual doctor. And when he prescribes for us, then we follow that prescription also. And we stay away from the wrong things, sins, all the sins we stay away. That person will get cured. And when you are cured, like you are diabetic, now by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock you are like weak. You can't do anything. You are just lying down, nothing, because your sugar level is gone up. You're feeling dizzy. You can't think also properly. But when you get treatment, now you're feeling right. Oh, now you can do everything. Eh? Or like a heart patient, he can't walk 10 steps. He's out of breath. And he's tired. And he's got pains. Now he went for a bypass. They did bypass and recuperated 1 month, 2 months. Now you see he's running. He's walking up the stairs fast. He's running up the stairs because now he's healthy. Just like that, from our spiritual diseases, when we will get relief and we get health, spiritual health, then we will see we will enjoy salah. We will enjoy, or our wives we will enjoy. When we will eat simple food, we will realize it's a ni'mat from Allah. And we'll enjoy that simple food. And if we haven't got our spiritual treatment, you can eat roast and chicken and biryani, but you'll be complaining. All the time you are still complaining. So the spiritual treatment is very important for this dunya, and more than the dunya, for our qabr and our akhir. How long there are people who are buried in their qabr? 5,000 years. If they die with spiritual diseases, they are suffering. And if they cleanse themselves, they went pure and clean, they are enjoying it. So we are also going the same way. Nobody is going to live forever in this dunya. We all have to die on our time. And then finally will be the day of Qiyamah, and then decision of Jannah and Jahannam. So we have to worry about that. So for that reason we are here, inshallah. We have all other programs also. Today after Asr, where is the program? So try and come there also. Listen to the talk there also. Tomorrow also there will be programs, inshallah. And then see that we need it. And then think that we must look for a spiritual doctor. And we must take the treatment. Diagnose ourselves. Get the prescription. Then follow the treatment. And if we do, also physical illness, perhaps we don't get better. Many times you try so much, you go so many doctors, you go different countries of the world for treatment, but it doesn't help. But spiritual, Allah is the actual doctor. The sheikh is just outward in front. But behind the sheikh, it is the work of Allah. So yeah, you definitely will get you'll get cured. And if you don't get cured, just like a Hafiz student, a child want to become Hafiz, he was trying whole life, and he died and he never become Hafiz. But it comes in the hadith, Allah will, on the day of Qiyamah, raise him amongst the Hafiz. A person who's going for Hajj, and on the way he dies, he never make Hajj. Not only will Allah give him the full sawab of Hajj, but Allah Ta'ala will appoint a farishta, an angel, who will make Hajj on his behalf every year. So a person who is doing his spiritual treatment, and if he didn't get it right, but he's on it, he's trying, before mort, Allah will give him pure, 100% purification, and then Allah will take it. So inshallah, try to attend the other programs also, and think of it carefully. It's a very, very important thing that we have to get. Today the thing is that this, nobody speaks about it in the world. So we don't know about it. Our mind doesn't go even. For, as I told, for physical ill, how many doctors, how many hospitals, how many chemists, pharmacies, how lot of arrangement that every, even non-Muslims know. But for spiritual, even we as Muslims, we don't need know that we need that treatment. So Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam, tabarakta ya bil jalali wal ikram. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.